Also, if at some point we leave, those of you who have chairs, if you could take them back, please do, or if someone else wants to sit in it, then take it over. Okay, and I will now go back.
Okay. We'll get started. Whatever conversation we're going to have tonight will be polite and civil. And if it's not, then you'll be asked to leave. And if you won't leave, we'll end the meeting, and that'll be that. Second, my name is John Friedman. I'm the chair of the legal committee of the City of Hudson Common Council. We make policy for the City of Hudson, nobody else. I will introduce to you my colleagues. To my far right is Alderman David Marston from the First Ward. To my right is Alderman Abdusmir from the Second Ward. To my left is President Don Moore, who sits at large and presides over the Common Council. And to his left is our attorney, Cheryl Roberts. Okay. So, clearly, chicken law raises a lot of apples. Nice. Okay. The gun law is the last item on our agenda, but we're going to take care of it right now. So those of you who are here just for that can be satisfied. Before we start, there's been a lot of misinformation, and I'm not really sure why. There's been so much misinformation about this draft law, and that's what it is. What we have been considering doing in the City of Hudson is banning certain firearms from certain places in the city, specifically City Hall, City Parks, other city offices, and city vehicles. We make an exception for law enforcement personnel. We also make an exception for antique, relic, and weapons of unique historical significance. The purpose of this law has nothing to do with guns per se. The purpose of this law is to enable the City of Hudson to ensure that its employees are safe where they work, and that people who visit city offices and who recreate on city property are safe where they do so. This is purely public safety, and our obligation, moral and ethical, as employers to our employees. That's all we're trying to do. Now, we're not doing it tonight, folks. There will be no vote. In fact, this conversation is going to be over in just about 10 minutes. Just about 10 minutes. That's all that we have set out to do. We started doing this in November of last year. Since that time, this committee has met twice. Well, three times we had a special meeting, but we didn't discuss it at the special meeting. All of those meetings have been properly noticed under New York State law, and all of those meetings were open to the public. The minutes of all of those meetings, including all attachments, including the draft under discussion by this committee, as it has evolved from the day it was introduced to today, are available to the public, either online or from the city clerk at the City of Hudson City Hall. I think if you want her to print it for you, she'll charge you a quarter a page. Nobody's trying to do anything sneaky. Nobody's trying to do anything underhanded. We are clearly not operating in a back room. Now, that being said, I understand there are an awful lot of people who feel that what we are considering doing here in the City of Hudson is an abrogation of their constitutional rights. I won't disagree with you, and I'm probably the most liberal lawyer in the room. In fact, I drafted this bill. Yeah, I know. But every constitutional right that you can name is abrogated in some way, legally, by the government, including the right to bear arms. Every one of you who owns a gun legally has registered that gun or gone through a background check to buy it, unless you bought it through a loophole at a guns check. Legally, no doubt, but still, I own guns. I've had my background checked. I felt safer going to the shop to buy those guns because I knew they were doing background checks. I have no problem with that. Ma'am, that's not how we're going to do it. This is not a public meeting. I will permit one person who is vehemently opposed to this particular bill to speak for 5 minutes. I will allow another person who is passionately supportive of this bill, not me, to speak for up to another 5 minutes. And that will be the end of this conversation. There will be one other exception to that rule. I'll allow any member of this committee to speak on the bill now. But this is not a public meeting. This is a public work session of the legal committee of the City of Hudson Common Council, and it will not become anything else. Anybody who tries to make it anything else will end this meeting for everybody. These are important issues, clearly important issues. They arouse significant interest in all of us on both sides of an issue that divides not just this community and not just this county or this state, but this whole country. I will say one last thing for the record. I have heard from 14 people, I keep a log of all phone calls that come into my office. I've heard from 14 people who are against this bill, and not from one person who is for it, by phone, in my office, since it was introduced 3 months ago. All 14 of those people come from at least 50 miles outside of the City of Hudson. I've heard not one thing from the people of the City of Hudson for or against this. This committee is a committee of the City Council of the City of Hudson, and we make policy for the City of Hudson and nobody else. President Moore.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate that we have, in November when Newtown occurred, the council unanimously passed a resolution expressing its concern, both for the children who were murdered, for the Second Amendment, for questions of the answers that we didn't have, that we assumed that others would be looking into, that have greater resources and greater person power than we do, the federal government, the state government. And from that, we began to look at what it was that was conceivably our responsibility. We are at the bottom of the jurisdictional ladder when it comes to making legislation like this. You have the county, and then the state, and then the federal government. In large measure, what we do is often circumscribed by the state. Now, another thing I'd like to point out is that this particular piece of legislation does not have, I think, uniform agreement on this council, on this committee. We haven't even gotten that far. For example, I'm not sure that although I'm very concerned about personnel in places like the youth center and city hall and what our responsibility is to their security, and that's what I'm reflecting on. I'm also mindful of the fact that that public areas like parks might be someplace where this would not be a good idea. And that's the state at which we are. The fact that we have, you can hear us being a little upset about this because frankly, I don't like to have to sit here and look at a group of people this large and tell you that you came here under some misunderstanding of what we were about to do. We were not about to, we do not have a law that bans all guns in the City of Hudson. We were not preparing to vote tonight. And these are two of the reasons that I am given to believe from communications to me, primarily an email and phone calls, of course, that was the reason why you thought we were up to something else here. And that clearly is not the case. And as I say, as someone who does really appreciate having an open process, to have all of you here to say we have seven other issues on the agenda that we need to speak to, that we are clear about our jurisdictional issues within the City of Hudson and matters that we need to attend to, I think that we will fairly soon have to turn our attention to those. You're perfectly free to stay, but it indeed We're not here to oppose the Second Amendment or to suggest to you that, you know, a ban is something that's happening that we agree on. Anyway, I will leave it there. Thank you.
Last November, we banned certain things about our city property, Now, we are not banning anything. This is legal comment. It's not a council face yet. Maybe your legal comment is somebody thinking they're going to the ban. Maybe council not pass. I don't like it to ban the gun, because outside the people has a criminal has a gun and I don't have a gun. How I say defense myself? I don't like the gun. It's not a council pass yet. So you don't need to worry about it. I don't think it go through. That's in my opinion. It's not a go through, I don't think so. We are doing something in past November, like our city property, city hall, like that, you know, have a problem and save our city employee, all kind of stuff. It's not a, we don't want it, we respect the Second Amendment, and we'll respect that. So I don't think so. You don't need to worry about it, this thing. I don't think so. That's my personal opinion, how the council. As a council member, I don't think so you should worry about it. It can be banned in the Hudson City. I don't think so. Personally, my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I know that many of you here are justifiably angry about the tone and the language I used in an email, a private email I sent to a woman from New Lebanon who had written me about this issue. Now, this was the probably 16th or 17th email I had received from someone who doesn't live in the city of Hudson, but that may be. I have had many fruitful conversations with people who have engaged this issue with civility and respect. And the email that I received, without knowing my position on a resolution that hasn't even made it to the council, was told that I spit on the Constitution, that I'm not a real American, or that I could give a donkey's ass about rights. Now, I drafted a response in the heat of my emotion of reading that was wholly inappropriate of my position, of what the voters of the first ward have put me here to do, and had no intention of ever sending it. And I appreciate if you could just bear with me. And it was sent, and within 10 minutes of realizing it was sent, I wrote Joanna an email, which was not circulated today anywhere, of course, letting her know that, and I'll read it for you. This is from February 22nd. My sincerest apologies, I had no intention of ever sending this email. I've been getting endless emails about people who don't live here calling me names because of a gun legislation I didn't write. I happen to take my frustration and anger out on your email, and for that I am sorry. Again, I hope you can understand how upsetting it is to get the type of language that we receive here. Now, I appreciate the anger that people have. This is a highly charged issue, and I think the very fact that I sent an email that I deeply regret speaks to how charged this issue is. Now, we all have our personal experiences around guns in this country, and they run really deep. And so, just as much as many of you have been offended by my words, and I'm sorry for that, and with all honesty, you need to understand that when people approach me with that type of language, it's something I my lesser self got the best of me. So I hope that all of you can understand that we're not proposing banning guns in the city of Hudson. We are merely trying to strengthen what is already part of our code. And I think John spoke to that issue, so I won't belabor it. But I hope that you can accept my words as sincere, because they are.
Enough. That's not going to continue, not at all. If you insist on speaking, you can do it outside.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Now, where we stand. It appears that in New York State, there is a policy that bans employees of municipalities from carrying guns of any type in their places of work. and I think it's raining. So, we have a unique situation. We're not really clear on this, and we're not clear on how that policy, which is set by the state, wasn't set by the city.
Well, I'm not sure what policy you're talking about, John.
I don't think you did.
That bans every use of a firearm in public property, or?
We have a workplace violence policy that bans guns, bans employees from having guns on any city property. So this is kind of a wrinkle. And we've also, in our research, come across New York State Penal Law Section 400. And we're trying to understand that in light of both what we're trying to do, as well as what's done throughout New York State in courtrooms and places like that, civic buildings in other cities. Because of that, we're in the process of doing the research. We don't have a staff. Well, we do, but.
I've done the research, and okay. I'm happy to share with you my research if you'd like.
Sorry, are you having difficulty hearing? Is that the issue?
Yes.
Sorry, I can only scream so loud.
We'll try to speak up, but it is a truck bay. Trucks are more happy here than lots of people trying to be heard. Sorry about that.
Right. Well, Cheryl, you've done research? I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to wait until I've had a chance to read it and look at the case law so that we can have a useful conversation rather than just reportage. So that's where we're at. We're still talking. We've been talking for 3 months. We'll continue to talk. And we've now reached the end of our gun program for this evening with two exceptions. Hi, Wanda. The first is a gentleman, David Luck. Where are you, David?
Right.
David Luck is a, well, you can introduce yourself, David, but I've agreed to allow David 5 minutes to express the concerns. He tells me that his concerns jive with those of many of you. I hope that's true, because he's just about the only speaker we're going to hear from on this side of the story this evening. Again, because we have a lot of other things to do. So, Mr. Luck, I'll give you 5 minutes, please.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Introduce yourself.
I'm David Luck. I'm a certified public accountant in the town of Chatham. I've lived in Clawford, Columbia County, for the past 25 years. I attend a rock-solid church here in Hudson. We're very active in the Hudson community. We have lots of things going on, and I'm very concerned about what goes on in the city of Hudson. The first that I'd like to bring up is statistical research. Well, the council wants to propose banning guns, and their proposed reason is to eliminate or reduce the possibility of violence happening on city property. There's not a statistical evidence that I've been able to find in the past 4 weeks of doing a lot of research. I've gone through all the FBI files for the past 15 years on gun crimes versus violent crimes. I've gone through other countries. There are many, many countries that have much stricter gun laws than the US does. Specifically, I would like to address, there's an article in the Daily News in London that was published about 3.5 weeks ago. It addressed the violent crime in Great Britain. Great Britain has the strictest gun laws in the world, and their violent crime rate is 4.5 times greater than the average US violent crime rate. There is not, if anybody here that is for this, that is for stricter gun control, my email address is tax2013@advisor.org. advisor.org is my website. You can find all my information there. If you have any information that can prove to me that getting stricter gun laws is going to reduce crime, I'm curious as to see. I'd love to see it. I'd like to also point out, in 1966, the city of Orlando was experiencing an epidemic of rape. Rape was just running, the sexual assaults against women was incredibly large. The city of Orlando undertook a media campaign to encourage women to buy handguns and to get handgun training. In 68, 69, and 70, the violent crime rate against women decreased over 90%. Now, as far as the laws here, as I understand, when I was told to come tonight, I understood that it was to ban all guns within the city of Hudson. I don't know where that rumor got started, but that's not at all what is the truth. However, I'm against banning guns, period, because I think that where there are guns, there is prevention, and there is a risk that the criminal assumes if he goes into a gun, a place where there could be handguns. I would ask everyone here on the council that wants to vote for this law to place a sign in their front lawn that says, "This is a gun-free home."
What if we own a gun?
So you're being hypocritical not to have guns other places.
You can't, I have to agree with you or disagree with you completely.
This wasn't supposed to be. This was supposed to be.
To be fair, you didn't let them ask you questions. To be fair, we can have this discussion later.
Sure.
To be fair, if they want to ban guns, they should put a sign out in their front yard, "This is a gun-free zone," because the reason that schools have become targets is because they have signs that say they're gun-free zones. Why would someone want to go in with a gun to rob a place where they know there's armed guards? They don't. That's why we have armed guards at banks with guns displayed. That's why police officers wear their guns on the outside of their uniform.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Luck. That's 5 minutes. I should have said at the beginning that David and I know each other and work together before, just to be completely candid, but okay. Clearly we don't agree on a lot of things. Now, I don't have anybody lined up to speak for this. I don't know if anybody would like to.
The mayor's going to
have to. Yes.
I have the floor for 1 second.
Of course. This is our mayor, Mr. Hallenbeck.
Position that a local law would be preempted by the penal law that would try to ban weapons from public places except for places such as schools and courts where the state law has already weighed in and made those places off limits for guns. So at this point, we just want to make sure that the legal committee understands and the common council that if you pass a law like this, I would suspect we would be sued, the city would be sued, and I suspect we would lose.
Is there anybody who'd like to speak for?
I would.
Mr. Marston, before we give it to anybody else, you want to speak too? I thought you were against it. Mind your for it?
I think Joanne should be able to speak. She's very good.
Pardon? Yes. I'm sorry.
Joanne should be able to speak. She's very good. The one you insulted.
Oh, yeah, nah. Go ahead. Excuse me! Enough! That's right, thank you.
Didn't you get a public apology already?
Excuse me. Madam, if he had made those insults to you publicly, I would insist on a public apology. You published the insults. He did not. You've received an apology already. We have business to take care of. Some of us would like to get home tonight. We do this every month. Come next month. That's it. No, please. This is not a public hearing. And I will end this meeting now. Clear the room. Okay? You've received an apology.
He gets to lie about the words I said.
Whatever. Yes.
That's good. John, you know what?
See you tomorrow.
Let's let her.
I don't want to prolong this. Excuse me, come up here.
Hello, how are you? Nice to meet you. Mr. Marshall, I just want to ask you why, when you related what was in my email to you, to these people here tonight, you said that I used the word ass, which I never did.
Donkey's behind.
I said
I
a donkey's behind.
To highlight.
Isn't there a big difference there?
No.
I also said that, in general, the Constitution is being spit upon by people who are trying to enforce the SAFE Act. I never singled you out. Mm-hmm. I didn't say you were spitting on it. Oh, no.
Madam, enough. All right. I read what you wrote, and it was inflammatory, was you were poking a bear. You got poked back. We're done. This portion of the evening is done. The gun conversation is over. We're talking about chicken laws.
He didn't just insult her. He insulted everybody in this room. Everybody in this room.
Madam, you said his attitude to insult us all too.
He generalized.
You said this is not a public hearing. Will there be a public hearing on this bill if it's passed? How about before it's passed?
I'm sorry?
Before it's passed.
No.
No public hearing?
You may be using public hearing in a general way. The Common Council, if it decides to take this bill up, will have a discussion about it in the full council if it decides to take it up. If it gets that far.
Based upon the attorney's inputs, if you were going to drop this issue, can you please put something out in writing to that effect so we're not hanging on the line?
If and when we decide to vote on it, we'll vote on it. If you're that concerned, pay attention to our website. Everything we do is in the public eye. Everything we do is in the open. That's it. We are no longer entertaining any issues involving guns, bullets, or anything associated with guns and bullets. No, the issue is over.
Do you want to talk about your
employee? We're going to take 5 minutes. If you want to stay, stay. If you want to go, go.
Please take your seats. If you're leaving, take your chairs back.
Good job.